Our New Testament reading comes to us from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13 through chapter 5, verse 2. But just as we have the same spirit of faith that is in accordance with Scripture, quote, I believe, so I spoke. We also believe, and so we speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus, and will bring us with you into his presence. Yes, everything is for your sake, so that grace, as it extends to more and more people, may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. So we do not lose heart. Even though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed day by day. For the slight momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all measure, because we look not at what can be seen, but at what cannot be seen. For what can be seen is temporary, but what cannot be seen is eternal. For we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this tent we groan, longing to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
May they be yours, that we may respond in faith and trust and obedience. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Begins his lesson here by saying, just as we have the same spirit of faith as he who spoke. Now, you won't find these words in our Bible. Why? Because he gave an exact replica of the Greek translation of the Bible, because he was writing to Greeks. And so it's a little different than ours. Ours is the Hebrew Bible translated into English. But the same idea is there. The psalmist was going through trouble, and yet he believed in God. And so he continued to speak the word of God. And he said, we also, Paul and his companions, were going through a lot of trouble, but they still believed, and so they spoke. In fact, he believed so strongly that he said, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus. He believed firmly that God the Father raised Jesus, and he will raise us also and bring us together with you into his presence. And of course, the with you was the group that were in Corinth, and it's now you gathered here. This is the promise. You put your faith in Jesus, you will be raised from the dead and be brought to the Heavenly Father's presence to be there forever and ever. And since he mentioned you, he said, yes, everything is for your benefit. so that as grace extends to more and more people, thanksgiving will, to God will be extended to the glory of God. Paul is talking about his and his companions' ministry to the people. And they went through a lot of hardships, but they're still preaching the good news of Jesus. And he says various things about this, but the end result of the ministry is the glory of God. Praise be to God forever and ever. So we do not lose heart, he says. So, because God is ministering to them, grace is being extended to more and more people, there's thanksgiving and praise of God, so we do not lose heart. But that's not the only reason he goes on. And he says, even though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed day by day. Well, I have to tell you, when I was a teenager many years ago, in school, high school, either the teacher or a textbook said that when you get into your 20s, your body starts renewing itself. And the implication was, it's downhill after that. All the way. Well, I didn't like that very much. But doesn't the scripture say, threescore years and 10, and if by reason of strength, fourscore, and if by reason of diet, exercise, and a lot of pills, 5 scores now or beyond. But our bodies were never meant to last forever. And little by little, said Dr. Hageman, we lose everything we have. But if we have Jesus, we have everything we need. If we have not him, we don't have anything left. This slight momentary affliction. Slight, you say? Momentary? I've been going through this arthritis for 30 years. It's probably going to happen another 30 years. Slight, momentary, a loss, whatever it is. It doesn't seem slight or momentary to us. And he's not making light of it in the sense of looking down on us when we're feeling the pain and the sorrow. In fact, at the beginning of the book, the letter, he said that God comforts us, consoles us in this translation. When we're in our affliction, so that when somebody else is in a lot of affliction, you can console them, you can comfort them with the same comfort with which you have been comforted. So he's not making light of it in that sense. But look at what he's doing. He's saying, your arthritis may last 40 years, but compare that with 100 times, hundreds times thousands, forever and forever, for all eternity, you are going to have perfect bliss. No more pain, no more sorrow, and no more partying. That's what a group thought I said a while back, but it's no more parting. And well, the body you're going to have is going to be something else. Because he says, now we live in a tent. This body we have is like, I had the word, a flimsy tent. A good strong wind and it's gone. And even the football player who thinks he can do anything he wants, if he gets hit by a Mack truck, I think he won't last very long. We are in a flimsy tent in this body. So he compares that with what we're going to get. Instead of the flimsy tent, it'll be a building, a house. It's the comparison, a flimsy tent that can be wiped away with by some disease, some accident, what have you, and this building made by God, eternal, that nothing can destroy, that we're going to be in when this life is over. Now we groan. And I hear you groan, and we long to be in that great, fabulous creation of God. Let me tell you about Dr. Sandy Masters, who came here to teach several years ago. She was, I forget her exact title, I think it was chaplain at the Christian Healthcare Center. And she told of a woman there in the Christian Healthcare Center, which if some of you don't know, it's like assisted living, that sort of thing, who said she knew she was nearing the end. And she said, I want to go, or not those words. She said, I am ready to go to meet my Savior. Then Dr. Sandy Masters said, that's the exception. She said, this is the Christian Healthcare Center, and that's the exception. She didn't say what the others thought, but. So, I am thinking of someone from this church who grew to the point where he was unable to go out of the house. And so then the family was noticing this, and they at one point saw that his life was failing. So they had him taken to the hospital, and the nurses here could tell you what happens with the oxygen, the heating intravenously, and et cetera. And then they brought him back home. He was well enough to go back home. And then a short time later, it happened again. And so off to the hospital he went. After this happened several times, he said, when he got back home, enough. I want to go be with my Savior. Well, the family didn't want to let him go. But they decided to go along with his wishes. And so when the next episode happened, they let him die peacefully. I say to you that that man is now in paradise with his heavenly Father, with his Lord Jesus, and with those who have gone on before, and he has no more pain, no more disability, no more sorrow. He is in perfect joy as he perfectly worships his Father and his Lord Jesus. And this will never end. He is there forever in paradise, never to have another moment of sorrow or pain or agony or disability. So it's quite a great hope that we have as Christians, that when this flimsy tent plops on the ground, then this new glorious building will be ours. Building of a body will be ours that'll never fatigue. I remember C.S. Lewis in The Last Battle, where the children are fighting their Armageddon, and they are forced back into this horrible stable, but then they find themselves going out the other end, and they see this glorious light, and the glorious light comes from Jesus, their Savior, and in this book it was Aslan, and he tells them to go further and farther up, and they start walking, and then they start running faster than they've ever run before. They could run up waterfalls in this glorious paradise. Well, that's his version of it, but I say it must be fairly right on that this is our great hope in Jesus, our Lord and Savior. We have a building, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. So we don't look at those things that are earthly, that are going to pass away, like St. Paul, which meant that he did not lose heart. We look at the things that are eternal. You can't see them, but they're the things that are going to last, the ones that will be there forever, for you and you, forever and ever. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this glorious hope that you give us in Jesus, your Son. We pray that you will strengthen this hope and help us even in the midst of our difficulties to fasten on what this will look like in eternity. A mere blip, a moment, when we are eternally in your presence, thanksgiving be to you through Jesus, our Lord and Savior.